Hello, everybody, and welcome to the NASCAR post-race show for the 2024 Rackley Roofing 200 at Nashville Super Speedway. Christian Neck is the star of the show. He leads wire-to-wire, leads all 150 laps, sweeps the stages. A 60-point day for him. He extends his lead over Corey Higham, I think, to now 41 points for the regular season championship. Talking about the playoffs, that's big. That's 15 potential points. Guys like Grant Enfinger, Ben Rhodes, they, you know, some gained a little bit of an advantage. Not too much movement around the playoff cut line tonight, but of course, the big story of this race tonight is Christian Eckes and just pure domination. The first time since Timothy Peters in 2012 at Bristol that a Truck Series driver has led every lap in a race. I'm kind of surprised it hasn't happened with Kyle Busch, Corey Higham, somebody, you know, sooner. But Christian Eckes tonight just whipped the field. Restart after restart. You would have thought, okay, this is a race. Maybe there's only one or two cautions aside from stage breaks. Maybe there's only cautions for stage breaks. No. Christian Eckes had, you know, this race had, what, eight or nine cautions? He didn't even start on the pole. He started third, got to the lead on lap one. We had a caution. And Raja, Heim all looked really good there. They just didn't have enough for Eckes. That's the story. Just didn't have enough for Eckes. He's just that good. And Corey Higham is that good. You know, I think Raja's that good. I still have Higham as my championship favorite. I think he has what nobody else in this field has. And that is, you know, a reason for revenge on Phoenix Raceway. I know he was, complacent, I guess. I know he was part of the drama last year in the championship with Josevar and Enfinger. You know, Enfinger probably is a right for retribution with Phoenix. But Higham, especially being the title favorite all of last year and, you know, coming up just short, I think really has it. So we'll see what goes down in the playoffs for him. But, I think Eckes is a top two driver in the series. You know, I think Sanchez is probably the third best driver in the series. As for who that fourth guy in the championship four is going to be, it's anybody's guess. It could be Rhodes again. Honestly, he's my pick because he has the championship pedigree. But you'll have to wait and see. Higham finishes third. Sanchez crashed in qualifying, had to go to a backup truck, finished 13th in a truck mostly free of decals. And, you know, when the race starts 2 hours after qualifying, credit to Bono Mannen and his group for getting that truck ready and even close to a raceable state. They probably would have been in contention for the win if not for that crash in practice. But Corey Higham just not quite enough tonight, had a bad pit stop and also had a driver error. I think his foot slipped off the clutch, caused him to come out ninth, and you just weren't going to make up that, especially when you had a truck as dominant as Eckes out there in that clean air. Daniel Dye, hey, shout out to him. He's only 14 points out of the playoffs, guys, in 11th. It's time to face the possible reality of Daniel Dye making the playoffs. And, you know, he's not as good as some people say he is. Looking at you, Michael Waltrip. I don't think he's the next Richard Petty, but he's serviceable. You know, off-track issues aside, you know, questionable off-track actions aside, he's a pretty darn good driver. Like, you know, last year, I don't think he was in good enough equipment to really show anything. Now, it should be known that he is in the same equipment as Christian Eckes, and he's outside of the playoffs right now. But he's only 14 points out with three races left. You go to Pocono. You go to IRP, you go to Richmond. Those are your three regular season races left. So it'll be really interesting to see what this team has at Pocono. What do they have at the two short tracks of IRP and Richmond? Speaking of the short tracks, I was talking about this the other day. Lane Riggs, 16th, now minus 80. He loses 4 points to the cut line. That wasn't the story. He and Stephen Parsons both having great days. Lane was as high as second in this race early in stage one. Got some good stage points tonight. Looking to make up some ground on the playoff cut line. If he probably needs a win, but hey, might as well get some momentum, especially before heading to a track in Pocono where he's likely to struggle as a rookie. But you got two short tracks. That's the over the rainbow. That's the light at the end of the tunnel after Pocono now for Lane Riggs is IRP Richmond. He's been good at the short tracks. He's a short track ace, but tonight he messed up. Gets parked for two laps for reckless driving, finishes 25th. He and Stephen Parsons are beating and banging, leaning on each other towards the end of stage two. Stage two ends under caution because Lane got a little fed up, hit the 75 in the left rear, maybe got some air under him, and sent Stephen Parsons into the wall. I was a little worried about what Phil Parsons, who's Stephen's dad, you know, what he would say on the FS2 broadcast, but, you know, all is well. I don't really think you can defend that move by Lane. I don't like it, but hey, I mean, race car drivers will be race car drivers, right? So just tempers overflowing. I don't mind the penalty. I think it's fair. got 2-lap penalty for reckless driving, ends up 25th. And ironically, Parsons finishes one spot behind him in 26th. You know, as M. Pillman said, if you watch NASCAR long enough, it'll come full circle. That was a full circle moment. Other big story of the night, Clint Bowyer making his first truck start since 2016, over 8 years ago at Kansas in that Toyota Tundra 250 is when he made his last start. Finished 17th tonight, sustained some damage in that random restart stack up that got Dawson Cram spun through the grass. You know, never really had that great of a truck under him. I thought he might finish top 15 tonight, thought he might do a little bit better, but I really had no expectations. He's a 45-year-old getting in a truck that's new. I mean, he hasn't raced in the truck series in 8 years. What do you expect? So, you know, I saw some people saying, oh, he's going to win. You know, not quite. Let's pump the brakes there, buddy. The race is Kyle Busch didn't win in that truck. I think that truck is, you know, maybe not as good as the stuff that Kyle Busch used to drive at KBM. I'll say that. Eckestai, Heim, Carruth, Ankrum, the top five. Tyler Ankrum, much needed top five run. Same thing for Raja. Really, Raja's kind of fallen off these past few races. Same thing with Ankrum. He led the regular season standings at one point. I think after the first 4 or 5 weeks, I was really high on the guy. This guy might be a championship contender. Yet to find victory lane. I think his only win is still at Kentucky in, like, was it 2019, 2018, 2020? It was a while ago. You know, I think he still has a ways to go in development, but this year has been a much needed good year for Tyler Ankrum. Grant Enfinger in sixth. That team continues to impress. Word around the garage this morning was that that nine truck was going to be the one to beat. Didn't quite end up being the one to beat, but Bob Pockers even picked him to win. And, you know, that's a big deal. Ben Rhodes in seventh. These good runs starting to become more frequent. Three top seven finishes for him in the last four races since that crew chief swap at Darlington. Finished third there. And then I think he was caught up in a wreck at Charlotte, but then finished well at Gateway in St. Louis, and now a good run here tonight. Matt Mills in eighth, Ty Majeski in ninth, still waiting on that 98 team to just put it all together for a week and just go win. You also have Jake Garcia in 10th, so a good solid night for Thor Sport Racing tonight. How about that? Rhodes, Majeski, Garcia, three trucks in the top 10. Connor Jones even in 12th. He got loose, had a few scary moments. So where's the three-time champ? All the way down in 23rd. He's not even on our slide right now. He'll be there in a second. But in a race where Matt Crafton could not afford a bad day, he had a bad day. And he's now 54 points out of the playoffs, barely hung on to 13th, and basically in a must-win with three races to go. He's being faced with missing the postseason for the first time in his career. 48 years old. Father Time's knocking on his door. In my opinion, if you're Matt Crafton, regardless of whether you make the playoffs this year or not, whether you win, even if you win the championship, 2025, retirement tour, do it like Richard Petty. He deserves a send-off. He's a Truck Series legend. I hope he's a future Hall of Famer. I think he should be. 15 wins, three truck titles. I think that's a good resume, along with all the playoff appearances. You know, four championship, four appearances. But I think it's about time for Matt to hang it up. I think give Thor Sport 1 year to figure out who they're going to put in that truck full time. Maybe it's Connor Jones, but I think 2025 should be the retirement tour for Matt Crafton, who is nearing 50 years old. Difference is I don't see a Mark Martin 50s renaissance in him. Nick Sanchez, 13th, like I mentioned. Tanner Gray, 14th. Good perseverance from that 15 team to stay in the playoffs. They are in 10th right now, just above Daniel Dye. Both Gray brothers remain above the playoff cut line, even though Taylor Gray had an issue. He was dumped by the 99 of Rhodes, and Tricon's social team had a fantastic tweet. We'll see if Johnny Davis wants him to take it down. But, yeah, unfortunately. For Taylor Gray, he ended up 34th. Ty Dillon, 15th, he finally showed up. Jack Wood, 16th, right inside the top 10 for a little bit in an unsponsored truck. Dawson Sutton, I think, missed the race at Wilkesboro because he didn't have owner points, but hey, finishes 18th. Great young driver, great kid. Had him on our podcast last year. Really talented young driver. His dad, Curtis Sutton, owns Rackley Roofing, so a big race for him. Big race for that family tonight, the Rackley Roofing 200. Butterbean, Brendan Queen, finishes 19th, and I was going to be happy with the top 20 for him because he's a short track guy, cars tour guy, not used to running intermediates like this, so we'll see. I think he's got maybe Kansas and another race coming up for him, so it'll be cool to see him back in the truck. So, I mean, impressed a lot of people at North Wilkesboro. Dawson Cram, 20th, I believe the second best finish for that team all year, but really the best run, overall run. Moffitt was 18th at Darlington, but Dawson Cram, 20th in his first truck race, I think, of the season. Maybe that's wrong. Run most of the races for Johnny Davis in the Xfinity Series this year, but P20, and he ran up there all night. Like, he was you know, consistently on lead lap, even got spun through the grass on that stack up restart. So good day for Dawson Cram, I think, all things considered. Chase Purdy, Jason Cimcerri, and that number 77 continue to struggle. Spencer Boyd, hey, the crew chief change worked out decently. I think he was the last truck on the lead lap tonight, P22. So they finally find a veteran crew chief in Mike Hillman Jr., and the results pick up a little bit. Crafton 23rd, Lawless Allen 24th, Lane Riggs 25th, Stephen Parsons 26th, The Intimidator, Timmy Hill in 27th, Dean Thompson 28th, Bailey Curry 29th, Nakanori Ogata making his first truck series start of the year in 30th, Frankie Muniz 31st. He just, I mean, it's not that he can't get out of his own way, it's that Ford can't get out of their own way. They give him terrible cars. Tonight, you saw one of his crew members on the Rayon Brothers Racing team get sprayed with oil, hot water, something out of the hood. Hopefully they're okay, but Frankie Muniz, just not having a great year in NASCAR this year in any division he races in. Mason Massey, 32nd. Caden Honeycutt, 33rd. It was a shame to see him go out. He impressed a lot of people at Kansas with a top five run there. Taylor Gray, 34th. Mason Maggio, 35th. Brett Holmes, his name got cut off there. He ends up in 36th. Playoff standings time. Eckes leads Heim in the regular season points, but Heim still leads in the playoff standings as of now. Heim 4 wins, Eckes 3, Sanchez 2, and then Carruth with 1. Only 4 full-time drivers with wins this season. 6 playoff spots open, 3 regular season races to go. At least 3 spots are going to be taken on points, and if I had to bet, we might get 1 new winner in these last 3 races. I think Heim is, you know, the favorite at Pocono. I don't know who the favorite at IRP is. As much as I think Lane Riggs can be a contender, I'm not sure if he's the favorite for a short track. Maybe it's Eckes. 1 at Bristol, 2 for 2 on concrete tracks this year. Shame for him. The truck series doesn't go to Dover. 1 at Bristol, now at Nashville. I don't know who the short track favorite is. You know, maybe it's Grant Enfinger. 1 at IRP in the playoff opener, I think in 2022 or 2021. I think 2022. You have Majeski plus 144, basically a lock with 3 races left. He'd have to lose 48 points a race over these next 3 races. That'd be impressive. Ankrum plus 47, Gray plus Taylor Gray plus 34, Enfinger plus 33. All these guys are really tight. Remember, right season positioning carries playoff points too. So these guys might make the playoffs, but they're still fighting with each other for all those playoff points that they can get. Tanner Gray plus 14. He's the last man in right now. Daniel Dye, the first man out in 11th, minus 14. Stuart Friesen, 12th, minus 17. Matt Crafton, 13th, minus 54. I think if you're below Crafton, or if you are Crafton and below, you got to win. So Dye, Friesen. If Friesen can keep qualifying well, get stage points, man, that's what it could take to make these make the postseason. Purdy, 14th, minus 61. Garcia, 15th, minus 67. Lane Riggs, 16th, minus 80. Dean Thompson, 17th, minus 95. Dylan went up a couple spots in points tonight, but still 107 out of the playoffs. The Ty Dillon experiment over at Rackley War has just not worked this year, unfortunately. Curry, 19th, minus 114. I have Curry listed there again somehow. I apologize for that. That's not right at all. Post for the Xfinity Series is going to be a little late tomorrow night, as will my articles on yardbarker.com/NASCAR, which you guys should definitely go and read if you want to help me make a little moolah, make a little check. Guys should definitely go read those. I'd appreciate it. Cup Post Race Show Sunday night with Emily and I here on the Below the Line YouTube channel at Below the Line, where you can find us here on YouTube and all major podcast platforms at BT Wild Pod, as you can find us, is where you can find us on Twitter and patreon.com/BelowTheLinePodcast if you want to support us monetarily. My name is Samuel Stubbs from Below the Line. I'll see you tomorrow night to recap the Xfinity Series Tennessee Lottery 250 in Nashville. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great night. Christian Eckes, your winner, leads all 150 laps at Nashville.